Hey, hello, and welcome back. I am Debbie Peterson of Getting to Clarity, and this is another episode of the Getting to Clarity podcast. This is the place where leaders and those who aspire to leadership come to get the tips, tools, and techniques that they need to create a bigger impact in their leadership with less of a sacrifice in their life. And today, we're talking about something that will help serve you personally as a leader. And the topic that we're exploring is when your identity clashes with your leadership success. So stay tuned.
Welcome to the Getting to Clarity podcast,
the place where busy leaders discover how to create more success in their leadership journey with less sacrifice in their life.
Here's your host, Debbie Peterson of Getting to Clarity.
You know, we've all seen it happen. Someone gets a big promotion, and the next thing you know, it all starts to unravel. It's like watching something bad happen, and you just can't look away. And this scenario is all too common at work, where the leap from team member to team leader doesn't always go as smoothly as planned. And then you've got everybody wondering what went wrong. But what if this was happening to you? Well, your identity could be a primary factor. So navigating leadership, it's not always easy. It's not always straightforward. And if you're in leadership or aspire to leadership, you'll probably come up against the notion of identity. Because for both emerging leaders and those of you who have more experience, grasping how identity influences your presence and your leadership approach is essential for you to be able to show up all in who you are and what you do at work. But why is understanding identity so critical? Well, the answer lies in authenticity, which I am a big proponent of. Leaders who are closely aligned with their authentic selves are better positioned to inspire their teams, motivate their teams, and lead their teams more effectively. It's about authenticity enhancing your leadership impact. So what exactly is identity at work? You know, what are we talking about here? Well, when we talk about our work identity, what we're really diving into is how we view ourselves in our jobs. And even more importantly, how this view of ourselves, it influences our interactions and our decisions. So it is all about the energy that we bring to our leadership role. So here's the kicker. Does your work identity align with your true self? Or are you trying to fit into some sort of mold that you think is expected of you? You know, if you find yourself asking that, it's a moment for some honest reflection to see if, are you on track? Or are you playing a part that isn't quite you? Because the mismatch between who you are and how you act can really throw a wrench into the works. It makes it harder to talk openly. People tend not to trust you because they can see through it. So it erodes your trust. And then in the end, it can really shake up the whole vibe of your team and even the broader company culture. So you got to recognize the signs. Realizing that you are too caught up in a certain persona takes some serious self-reflection and a bit of mindfulness. Because if you ever feel, oh, let's say, totally wiped out from always trying to keep up appearances, or maybe you're someone who finds it tough to let your guard down and be real with your team, maybe you get a bit ouchy when feedback comes your way, you don't like it, or you feel on edge, cranky, when something tests the image that you have worked so hard to portray, so hard to build. And if any of this rings a bell, it might be a sign that you are clinging a little too tightly to a version of yourself that's not entirely you. So embracing authentic leadership. If you want to take more steps, if you want to move toward being a more authentic leader, it all kicks off with getting to know yourself better. What does that mean? It means taking some committed time, scheduled time, to think about what you really value. What is important to you? What do you stand for as a person in your organization, as a leader? Where do you naturally shine? And frankly, where could you use a little more polish? Listen to what people you trust, like colleagues and mentors, what they have to say to you. And remember, it is totally okay to show your softer side, because true leaders are the ones who can admit that they're not perfect, that they don't have all the answers, that they are ready to learn something new. And that's how you connect. You connect with your people by sharing real human moments. So here are some actionable steps. I always want to get you into action so that you can make more of an impact in your leadership and life. So when it comes to being more authentic, here are some practical steps to embrace more authenticity in your leadership. Number one, be curious and reflect regularly. Make it a habit to think about what it is that you're going through, your experiences, and then as a result of those, your feelings about them. Curiosity about your own reactions, your thoughts that you're having about something, can lead to amazing insights about who you are and who you aspire to be. Because I'll tell you this, authenticity is not cast in stone. Everything happens for a reason and impacts it. Number two, seek feedback. Lean on people you trust for honest feedback. And equally important, learn from both setbacks and successes, because each experience, good or bad, has something to help you grow. Number three, be vulnerable, not perfect. It is fine to not have all the answers or to stumble occasionally, to make a mistake. Showing your human side doesn't make you weak. It makes you relatable. Nobody can relate with someone that is absolutely perfect. And it helps you to connect with your people on a deeper level. It helps to build trust. Number four, embrace the constantly learning mindset. There is always something to learn. Stay open and eager to learn. Avoid becoming that leader who seems disconnected from current realities or new ideas. So staying informed and adaptable is key for you in your leadership journey. I cannot tell you how many trainings that I have done or keynotes that I have done that says, oh boy, I wish my leader was here. I wish my boss was here. I wish my manager was here. They're the ones who need to hear this. You don't want to be one of those people. Number five, align your actions with your values. Practice what you preach. Walk your talk. Transparency and openness as much as you can be. That helps you to come across as more approachable, more relatable, and it reinforces your integrity. And it encourages a culture of trust and authenticity around you. You give people permission to show up the same way. So where's your first step? Well, begin by identifying one aspect of your leadership identity that maybe feels a little bit out of alignment with your authentic self. Pay attention to what you feel. That's a red flag. It's guiding you toward where you need to look. Commit to one small change that can help bridge the gap, whether it's seeking feedback, being more vulnerable, aligning another decision more closely with your values, whatever it takes. And if you want to make a bigger impact in your leadership and life, you can discover more at my website, www.debbiepetersonspeaks.com. And until the next time, here is wishing you the clarity you deserve to make the impact that you desire. Take care and bye-bye for now.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Getting to Clarity podcast with Debbie Peterson.
If you enjoyed this show, please rate and recommend it on iTunes or wherever you enjoy your podcasts.
To learn more about how you can bring Debbie and her transformational clarity leadership strategies to your organization, visit DebbiePetersonSpeaks.com.